Today on the Bill Kelly Show on AM 900 CHML.
About a week or so ago, we had Brad Clark on the program. Brad, of course, is a former Ontario Cabinet Minister and Hamilton City Councillor, now consultant. And he was one of the main authors of a report about the rental housing concerns here in the city of Hamilton. Among many recommendations that his report talked about was Hamilton abandoning the idea of licensing rental housing units. It's been something that City Council has been talking about for the longest time, and it's one of many problems to do with the rental housing stock. Joining us to talk about what Council may need to do here and what options are available to them is Chad Collins, the Councillor for Ward 5. Chad, first of all, thanks so much for the time. It's good to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
You have been intimately involved on this file for probably as long as you've been on City Council, dealing with housing stock and rental housing, the condition of the number of units available and stuff like that. Maybe before we get into some of the nuts and bolts, a quick overview on what you thought of Brad Clark's report here and his recommendations.
Well, it was very comprehensive, and Brad certainly did his research, as he's known to do. And so his presentation was a good one. In the gallery, there was a contingent there, I think, from property owners who are landlords who were interested to hear Brad's presentation. And it was a mix of reviews from council in terms of how that report was accepted. And it has been formally passed along to our rental housing subcommittee that we have. And as you just stated, Bill, there's a long history here in terms of, you know, where we've been with investigating the possibility and the option related to licensing rental units in the city of Hamilton. And I sat on, not too long ago, a subcommittee with the late Councillor Morelli and former Councillor McCaddy, wherein we had several days of presentations from stakeholders, not just landlords who had strong opinions as it relates to licensing, but we heard from tenants, we heard from advocates for tenants, we heard from not-for-profits who came forward and gave us their views. And to be clear, the three of us who heard those presentations and were contemplating licensing at the time were all at the table for different reasons. our common objective was to improve rental housing stock here in the city. But for former Councillor McCaddy, it was an issue of student housing. And so, you know, Bill, that even prior to his time on council, going back to Mary Kiss's time and tenure on council and former Chairman Cook, who represented Ward 1, student housing has long been an issue in Westdale and around McMaster neighborhoods. And so,
yeah, and it's even bigger now. Back in those days, it was only around the university campus itself. It's spread right across the west end of the city, up on the mountain, downtown, everywhere now.
Absolutely. Anywhere that there's a higher learning institution, you know, there's student housing and there's baggage that comes with student housing. So for Councillor McCaddy, he was at the table relaying his concerns about, you know, how do we get a hold of the property standards issues of people not cutting the grass, absentee landlords, you know, letting their properties really fall into disrepair. And from a safety perspective, you know, and we still have this situation today, we have 10, 15, you know, or more students living in a home that was designed for a single family unit. And so those were the concerns brought to the table by Councillor McCaddy. For Councillor Morelli, it was a different thing. His housing stock, he has a lot of older homes that have been chopped up into apartments. Again, you know, older homes that might be a century old were built for a family unit, have been broken into apartments in many instances illegally. So they haven't gone through the necessary zoning regulations. They haven't been inspected by the fire department. And so for Councillor Morelli, he was there representing neighborhoods who had concern about the proliferation of illegal apartment units in those older homes, you know, specifically in the St. Clair area and elsewhere. And for me, I was at the table because I have, the most high-rise buildings outside of the downtown. I could point to several neighborhoods, Quigley, Riverdale, other areas. And my concern for my constituents is that we have units within those buildings that are 40 or 50 years old that were falling into disrepair. And even with the most proactive outreach, we couldn't find our way into those units. And so licensing for the three of us meant something different, but all with the common objective of trying to improve housing stock. And what we heard, and I think we'll hear, the committee that's in place now will probably hear the same from landlords when it's debated. What we heard from landlords is that while there may be an element of illegal housing stock out there, the city should use its existing tools that it has, like the property standards bylaw, to crack down on those landlords who are the bad apples. And there's problems with that. It's a it's a reactive process, as you know, Bill. So it takes someone to pick up the phone to say that, you know, something in my unit or my building or the home that I live in needs repair or an inspection. And oftentimes, depending on, you know, who that person is, there could be a language barrier. So there are many instances of people who arrive in the city who do not know their rights because they're new to the country. We run into barriers. There are language barriers. So for as much as we send information out to people to inform them of their rights, that message can be lost because it's, you know, and for most times it's in English. And certainly there's the whole issue of people coming from places who may not understand their rights and fear for reprisal. You know, if they complain, that they're going to be kicked out. And so they just rather live with a deficient situation and not complain. And so those are the issues that, you know, we were faced with. And housing advocates came out to say, look, if you crack down on landlords who have illegal units, you're going to displace hundreds, maybe thousands of people locally. And so there you have it. It's the issue of, you know, displacing people who are in illegal units versus safety. And, you know, there are all too many instances, not just here in Hamilton, but elsewhere, of people living in substandard living conditions where there's a fire or other incident. And, you know, it leads to harm to individuals, or in some cases, death. And so, you know, that's the situation we're in. Licensing would allow the municipality not just to wait for someone to call, but we'd be able to proactively schedule visits per provincial legislation that as long as there's advance notice, you know, we'd have the right to get into a home or an apartment unit. And we'd be able to, you know, fully understand, you know, what deficiencies exist. And the health department or the fire department or the building department would be able to go in with scheduled inspections and ensure that whatever unit someone's living in is a safe unit. And we'd be able to force the landlord to undertake the necessary repairs.
Want to hear more? Download the podcast on iTunes or Google Play and listen to The Bill Kelly Show weekdays from 9 to noon on AM 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.